Is communications, Carl.
Item 158, request of Mark Reynolds to address council regarding homeless camping, drug sales, and use prostitution.
And are there several people who want to come up together? It looks like there's four people. Do you want to come up together or separately?
No, it's just me.
It's just you? Okay, very good. Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Mayor Wheeler.
Morning.
My name is Mark Reynolds. I live on Southeast 81st and Malden Street, which is one block south of Flayville, directly across from the Department of Human Services and four blocks from the Springwater Corridor. My statement to you is longer than 3 minutes, the allotment, so this is a shorter version. I hope you will please read the full draft. My street is overrun with campers, drug sales, drug use, and property crime, in addition to all manner of livability, health issues, and biohazards. Our group of property and business owners, as well as city, state, and law enforcement agencies, have been working together to find solutions for this location, such as outreach, DHS services, and community resource fair that included over 25 local participants offering services. Our proximity to the Springwater Corridor, the DHS office, and restrictions on law enforcement have added to this problem. I have witnessed all of this happening on my street in front of my home and grandchildren, and it is truly awful. I have witnessed sales of drugs to middle school-aged children and the trafficking of young girls. I had a camper attempt to stab me with a screwdriver he was using to break into my car with, as well as daily drug transactions, other crimes associated with this event, stolen vehicles, property theft, vandalisms, solicitation, car prowling, graffiti, and threats of bodily harm. The impact on my life is I no longer feel safe on my own street. I am not comfortable with my grandchildren visiting me in my own home, and when they do, they're not allowed outside. The rule at Grandpa's house is don't open the door. I am losing sleep because of the stress, and livability is very poor. We seek assistance with permanent signage, one additional street light, and the guidance of law enforcement to restrict camping, as well as drug sales and use on our street. Safety is our first priority, and hope you see fit to help us by assigning one of your staff to work together with us on these issues. I would also like to thank you for the Portland Street Response Pilot Program and the progress on the Bybee Lakes Hope Center, formerly known as Wapato. Thank you for allowing me to speak here today. Please won't you take a look at the photos I have enclosed with my full submission, and I look forward to having an advocate in the City Council.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And if you hand Carla that packet, if you can part with it, she'll photocopy it and give copies.
I think we already have a copy, sir.
Oh, terrific. We've got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very
appreciate
much.
Appreciate you being here, and thank you for sharing your story.
Mayor, do you mind if I ask the question?
You bet.
You made a statement about untying law enforcement's hands. Law enforcement hands are not tied. When they see a crime or somebody called to report a crime, they have an obligation to investigate that crime. Being houseless, however, is not a crime. It is a situation. And so I just wanted to correct that misperception that somehow we're not allowing police officers to police the city of Portland. So I really appreciate, and I understand your concerns. I live in a neighborhood that we have a lot of campers as well. And many neighborhoods are being very proactive by taking meals, taking warm gloves and socks. So they're a way for all of us to help. We're in a crisis, and we're in a crisis because this town is too expensive to live in. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I just want to acknowledge something you said, and I'm going to read this with interest. You mentioned a human services fair as well to connect people to resources. That seems like a really great idea, and I appreciate your being engaged on that front as well. And I'm hearing your concerns about safety for you and your family.
This is a fairly well-rounded group of people that are addressing this issue, and I agree that the police have all the rights to address crime, like you said. But these people, I believe that they need our help. But they need to want our help first. And the issues we're having with the people on my street is they're not looking for help. Help is 100 feet away in the DHS office. They've been there for over a year. some of them, and they're, I think you all know what goes on in these places if you've witnessed it.
Okay, thank you. We'll look into it. Thank you. I appreciate it.